We need to update this theme song.
I don't think so.
To what?
We updated it with the...
I don't know. The jaunty sitcom theme.
Would you like an updated version?
No, I'm just throwing it out there. I'm an ideas guy. I'm just always brainstorming.
Did you always appreciate the... And here's Gordon Keith.
Thank you.
Member of the...
Of the Musers Morning Show, which I don't know if your listeners are aware of it, but I'd like to promote it if I could.
Okay.
6 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday.
Oh, they're aware.
Yeah. And we actually start at 5:30 is a little pregame. We do pregame at 5:30 to 6.
That's fun. Where... Yeah. What does the pregame consist of?
Oh, man. You just really have to tune in to find out.
Okay.
Because it's a thing.
But officially,
yeah.
6 to 9, Monday through Friday, right here on the
on
ticket.
The ticket.
Gordon Keith.
Get it wherever you get your 96.7.
Thank you. Thank you. Did you always appreciate the sitcom that changed their theme song or the one that always stayed consistent? I was, you know how you go through the reels. I don't know if it was Instagram, Facebook. I'm old. I don't know. But they had the pilot episode of Three's Company.
It had a different theme song?
And they didn't have any words. They just didn't say anything. It, it sounded just like that. I was like, that is really weird.
All right, look that up.
There was a knock on my door. There was another actress that played the Suzanne Summers character.
In the first season?
I think it was a pilot episode. I don't know.
Wow.
Another blonde girl.
I saw the reel.
Because Suzanne Summers played it for, I don't know, 3 seasons or something.
And she
got
big.
Yeah.
And then all the dispute about pay and all that. Then she left and they brought the other girl in for the last.
Terry Barnes, I think the other actress's name was.
Yeah.
Something like that.
The only theme songs I knew that would change, the Cosby Show theme song would change.
It did?
Year to year. And I know A Different World changed their singer. At first, it was, I know Boyz II Men did it. Boy, am I making that up? I know Aretha Franklin sung it for a bit. Why would I say Boyz II Men? That's dumb. Okay.
God, that is so annoying.
And the Ropers were the same. John Ritter was the same. But there was a different... I want to feel like it was a different brunette also. But yeah,
not Joyce DeWitt.
Weird. You're right. Suzanne Znor played Chrissy Snow in the pilot. Not Suzanne Summers, but they were both Suzannes.
The internet doesn't lie.
Wow, okay.
Ever.
That was one of my favorite shows as a kid growing up, and I really don't know why my parents let me watch it when I look back now and realize, how was I getting any enjoyment out of that show when I didn't understand any of the double entendres that were happening? Because the whole show was nothing but double entendres and sexual misunderstanding.
But how was, now that you think about it, how was there an apartment complex out there now that the landlord had control of a straight guy couldn't roommate with 2 ladies?
That like, used to be
none
a thing.
Of your business.
That used to be a thing.
If I'm paying a rent, I don't care who's living here.
Yeah, well, we had morals back then.
I thought it went downhill with Mr. Furley.
Yeah, I did
the
too.
Ropers
and that's
were,
and it's unfortunate because Don Knotts was in his day a tremendous comedic actor. But Norman Fell and Audrey, whatever her name was, they were so awesome as the Ropers.
That they tried to have a spinoff and it just didn't work.
Didn't work.
And sometimes
again, you're good in a context.
Right, right.
And you always think that
the whole thing.
Right.
Like this thing is centered around you, and if they would have stayed right where they were, I think everything would have been fine.
But I mean, they're offered their own show, and so
you
gotta
take it. Of course you have to take it. Just didn't work.
But yeah, I didn't know that. I thought John Ritter was so funny. I thought that guy was just so funny. And he got to live with 2 women.
77 to 84.
77
the
to
Regal
84.
The Regal Beagle.
Yep, that was where they used to hang out.
Let's go get a couple beers.
Mm-hmm. And the great theme songs of all time, the ones that are, you know, the Friends theme song, which I know you love Friends, I believe that became a hit song on radio.
It did. You're correct. They yeah. played it constantly from the Rembrandts.
It's not a great theme song.
You don't like this song?
No.
It's got so much soul, though. That's what I love about it. It's just got... No. I mean, you can feel that beat. It just makes you move. It makes you move, you know?
Why do you do this to me? Why do you hate me so much?
I'm not doing
Every
anything.
Every time you're on here, you talk about this show.
I love Friends, and I just... The theme song to me is like the most soulful thing I've ever heard in my life.
That's the theme song with the least amount of soul that I've ever heard. That's not a theme song out there.
It's just so, I mean, it's just so spicy. I love it.
It's the one thing that's going away, though, if we can be old man here.
I know.
Like, TV shows don't have the theme songs that just hit you and that you remember that you hear all the time.
They have like the 5 second little
cold
open.
Yeah, it's just a cold open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true. Plus, I just fast forward through the intros now because you don't have to watch them. So what's the point?
Greatest American Hero. What about that theme song?
It's awesome.
That was catchy.
Yeah, it really was.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. Never thought I could feel so free.
Cheers was really good. Everybody knows Cheers.
Making your way in the world today.
Apparently, you don't like
but
it.
Yeah,
make from all your worries.
I just feel like the patience has grown thin to where these songs are so long. It felt like they were like 5 minutes.
There used to be, there was a time where sitcoms would have a minute long theme song, which sounds really long.
Sopranos had a great theme song, and that wasn't even a sitcom.
What?
Sopranos?
Oh, yeah.
Woke up this morning. And you hear that right there, you know immediately Sopranos.
Of course, of course. This morning. Family Matters had a long one also. Then whatever happened to predictability?
Yeah.
That's a good one. Full House had a good one. If you ever watched
What's
that?
What's the Full House theme song?
It goes like, I'll show you here in just a second.
I started All Nation.
Oh, that's it.
Okay. I mean,
Musica. You're Musica.
As soon as it kicks in, I'll remember it. My brain is malfunctioning on theme songs now.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder Years had that good one. Whatever
happened. Oh, that's Full House. Oh, is that Full House or?
No, that's a Family Matters.
No, this is Full House. Yeah.
Is this Full House?
Yeah.
What was Family Matters?
We'll work on that.
Everywhere. No, Family Matters was whatever happened to Billy.
It wasn't Urkel
no.
screaming, did I do that? Oh, yeah. There's a rare condition.
It's a rare condition.
This day and age.
To read any good news on the newspaper.
Is that the same guy singing?
It feels like it.
It's weird, too, because some of them only had music and weren't words.
I needed words.
But I guess those are more dramas. Like the A-Team, their theme song was badass.
Yeah.
Or Knight Rider.
I thought Knight Rider had a good one.
Airwolf.
Simon and Simon had a good one.
Airwolf was awesome.
What's that?
Simon and Simon.
Oh.
You don't remember that one?
I didn't watch that.
Like Law and Order has that kind of theme, but it's not a song, I guess. I don't know. Just a theme music.
See if you can pull up Simon.
The Sore.
Boom, 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 boom. Law and Order.
Like, you know those immediately.
Yeah, pretty cool.
And a lot of cartoons had really kick-ass theme songs. Like Adventures of Gummy Bears is awesome.
Adventures of Gummy Bears.
You remember that one?
No. You remember this one?
I never watched Simon and Simon.
Another one to load up is Rockford Files.
Transformers.
These are really old ones I'm mentioning right now because I think Rockford Files was 70s and it was an instrumental, but it had a keyboard sound that was really identifiable.
I just knew every Sunday night it was time for me to go to bed because my parents would watch Perry Mason and that theme song scared me. If I heard it, I just got nervous and I just had to run to my room and fall asleep. It's time to go.
You find Rockford Files in there? Here we go. So here's...
How old are you watching Rockford Files?
Okay, now wait a second.
Did that curse?
That's not in the actual...
Oh.
Somebody has clearly edited that.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard this before.
Turned way down for some reason, but... You crank it up there.
What is this?
Rockford Files.
I've never
the
heard
great
this
James
in my life.
Garner.
Then again, I probably have never seen Rockford Files, so makes sense.
Is that the only theme song with a harmonica?
No, there were lots of them back in the day. I tell you, a theme song that always used to creep me out was that final song, The Taxi.
Yeah,
the Taxi song was just real.
It's a little too slow for me. Yeah. Like, if this is a comedy, lonely, we need some action.
Lonely and then, sounding. I think all of Taxi used to creep me out. It was all dingy in New York.
I know.
And it just kind of like felt like people weren't doing so well.
Mary Lou Henner?
Mary Lou Henner. Guest on The Musers. You know, she has an unusual
talent. Oh, that's right. She remembers everything, right?
Right. She can remember every day of her life, what the weather was, what she was wearing.
That is wild.
Yeah.
Is that not photographic memory? Is that something more?
It's something like that, yeah. It's adjacent to that.
Yeah, this was not a favorite show of mine. I remember my parents watching, but I really didn't enjoy it too much.
All right, what about Fresh Prince? Great theme song.
That's the one that you hear at parties. That's one that
everyone will sing to it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a that's a pretty good story that he tells about that one, because you know that's a Quincy Jones vehicle, the whole thing. And Quincy Jones gave Will Smith the theme song and he hated it. And it's like, okay, I'm going to go and write, and he and Jazzy Jeff got together and wrote something on their own. And
it's pretty ballsy for an unknown to overwrite Quincy Jones.
And they were really nervous about presenting it to him because he's Quincy Jones. So he said he kind of walked in and nervously said, hey, Quincy, won't you listen to this? We have something for it. And then he listened to it and said, well, good, because that's better than the S that I put out there. You know, he's like, yeah, let's go.
Turn it up.
I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air.
I don't know if you know this, but on the very first episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, there was a second verse to the theme song.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground.
And that's another fun fact that you can put out there.
Speaking of Quincy, he wrote another great theme song, Sanford and Son, which is one of the greatest of all times as well.
So you compare Friends to Sanford and Son. Who has more soul?
Oh, absolutely, Friends. But I mean, that's an unfair comparison. You can't expect Quincy. What?
Turn it up.
She gave me a kiss and then she gave me my ticket. I put my Walkman on and said I might as well kick it. First class, yo, this is bad. Drinking orange juice out of a champagne glass. Is this what the people of Bel Air living like? This might be all right. I whistle for a cab and when it
and
came
then
near,
the second
the
verse, that's the only time they played there. That was the very first episode.
This cab was rare,
they shortened it after that to where you get to that.
Interesting.
See? Hang around me.
Now we know.
You'll learn more fun facts.
Always wondered that.
All right, so which one is the greatest of all time?
Theme song?
Yeah. Sanford and Son?
It's really hard to beat. I think the Jeffersons is a really good theme song.
Oh, yes. Jeffersons' greatness.
No.
Okay, what is this?
It's Perry Mason.
That is creepy.
I know, yeah.
It's a horror movie. Not a legal drama.
And the Perry Mason file.
It's just time to go to bed once I hear that. Oh, it's Daddy.
Good Lord. What years was this on television?
Oh, this was
60s.
It was in,
I think
it feels like it's 50s, but I guess it was 60s, but it was in black and white. And we didn't experience it firsthand. It was on just constant reruns.
1957 to 1966.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Perry Mason.
The Andy Griffith Show has a theme song people know. What is this?
That's Sanford and Son.
Bass.
Okay, I don't know what kind of lyrics are being added. What is this?
I've never heard this before
in my life. Okay,
yeah, somebody asked.
Yeah,
there's no way.
Yeah,
okay, I think this is the greatest. That you hear that breakdown. This is the greatest theme
it's
song.
It's so
ever.
Great, and that bass. I don't know what it's doing in the background in the early part of it up high. It's so good. It's, I mean, like every layer of it is so tasty.
That's true. I think if you go Good Times, that's not a bad theme song.
Eh.
Facts of Life.
That good Times. Good Times had like a
different strokes
to me, like fake soul to it.
Good Times.
Yeah, like Jefferson's had much more soul to it than Good Times.
You
not
know
the show I'm talking about.
Jefferson's theme song.
Well, Wilona,
that's
didn't
right.
She?
Wilona mm-hmm. from Good Times,
which is so great. It God, is. What a great song. The Jefferson's
Janae
is.
Dubois.
Mm-hmm. See, this is.
You're just worried about the sound and the quality. That's a
no,
good
it's not
tune.
The sound and quality. I'm telling you, this is not near as much soul as
Keep
Jefferson's. This is a little too
happy for the ghetto.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
No, not happy for the ghetto. It's just
you're
too.
Right, brother.
It has no swing to it. It has no groove to it.
Ain't we lucky we got 'em?
And I just got a text. We are forgetting one theme song that is probably the best as we put up the signal to leave. Sesame Street may be the GOAT.
No
Sesame
way.
Street may be the GOAT
Mm-mm.
of theme songs.
How's it go?
Gordon!
No, it doesn't go Gordon.
Gordon!
The clouds away.
All the airways to where the
hearing
air.
Matt sing that, sounding drunk, like he's waving a pistol around.
Sesame Street.
He's kind of walking on the ledge, back and forth.
Yes, somebody's down the street with a bullhorn telling him not to do it.